Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to the Crown Talking Drum Radio Network. This evening, your host, Deacon Wes Armstrong. And give me a moment, and we shall be on our way. Okay, here we go right here. To God be the glory. We want to give him and let him know that I more than appreciate my life, health, and strength that was given to me through God's only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is a new day. Okay. And we'd like to treat it as a new day. To God be the glory. Again, as I mentioned earlier, thank him for allowing me. He didn't have to, but I truly thank him for allowing me to be a part of his kingdom, to be a worker to others, giving God the glory, living my life to live again and to show others and let others see and hear what it takes to become and to stay a child of God. Give God the praise. Give me one moment, and we will be off and running here. Okay, here it is. Okay, I got it. Okay. Excuse me. Okay, I should be in now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Okay. Let's see. It seems as though I'm having a problem here. Okay. 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 Remember me. Okay. All right. Okay. I'll be the glory. Okay. I didn't have a topic for this evening, but I will do. I will give a synopsis of this program or this ministry. I am in the world, but not of the world. Okay? Now, New Beginning Ambassador for Yeshua. Thursday at 8 p.m., your host, James W. Armstrong. Okay, our ministry description is as follows. Please join us for an enlightening discussion on the theme, I am in the world but not of the world. Having walked a journey filled with diverse experiences, I can confidently say that I've seen it all from A to Z, and that's the truth. I once lived based on what I heard and saw others say and do, which led me to numerous challenges and critics. It's nothing short of a miracle that I'm still here today. However, of the Most High illuminated the truth for me. Changed my course. Now, I've found purpose in my life, an assignment with my name on it that only I can fulfill. I left behind a life in the streets, and I've witnessed many who are still struggling and living as if they are the walking dead. We must remember that Jehovah is our creator, redeemer, sustainer, and judge through his holy word. His spirit offers us opportunities from sunrise to sundown. There is hope for all, and is found in the word of Jehovah. Matthew 6 and 33 led me to the realization that we should confess, and not be led into distress. I have been saved from the brink of despair, and I want to share this salvation with you. And truly thank you for joining me this evening. And you have friends and others, you can share the number with them, 646-668-8217, or tune in by the computer radio station link at blogtalkradio.com/crowntalkingdrums to join the conversation. Share your understandings and offer your suggestions. Let's come together in the spirit of Shalom and explore the path to salvation and purpose. To God be the glory. We thank you, Lord. Let's have prayer and give God the glory. Okay? All right. Most High God in heaven and earth and underneath the earth, honoring you, truly thank you for allowing us another day of life, health, and strength, another day that we can possibly help the next man in line, not forgetting about the women, boys, and girls. Thanking you for allowing us the time that you have given us in order to do these things, because I wasn't born with salvation. It was something I had to work for. It was something I had to come to grips with. It was something I had to understand. And so for God to just remember little old me and not forget about me, look at all the others that are similar to me in my situation that are still there, that have an opportunity at the same high calling that I do and whoever else. Let us not despair. Let us not want to give up in well-doing and just give it time. We can become successful at living life as it should be lived by everyone. Not necessarily wishing to have the best in life or more than my neighbor, but to have and to be satisfied with what I don't have and to honor God, give him the praise, glory, and truly thank him that he gives us what we need in time and protects us in those other times when we aren't in need. And to whereas it might be a destructive act for us to ask for certain things. We just need to thank him and keep thanking him. You know, I thank him for bringing me from the darkness. And it was dark, y'all. It was musty and it was dark. The sun could be out and still dark, couldn't see a thing, but thank God, truly. And I thank God for the next person that becomes enlightened through this ministry to become the real him or the real her, to step out on faith and accept what their calling is. We all have a calling. Now, truly thank God that we can recognize that it's there for us. Thank you, God. Praise, honor you. Truly, thank you for opening my eyes. In the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua. Yes, Lord. El Shaddai. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen and amen. Okay. Oh, let's see. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We've had a revision here, and I've been going through something, and I'm not really up on it. I'm trying to get there as quick as I can. 10, 20, 5, 7, 7. Trying to get there as soon as possible, but I'm having an issue.
The days have been changed, so. As I mentioned, I didn't have a topic, but the topic has become, the topic has become the name of, or the title of, the ministry. Yeah, it's just that simple. I am in the world, but not of the world. And I'm sure a lot can say, how can I be in the world, but not of the world? I have to live here. I have to eat. I have to exist. But I do not have to follow the lead of the world and its hungers for unrighteousness and sinfulness and, oh, the dark things in the world. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, they're not necessary because I'm doing fine, doing quite well without them, quite well. Praise God.
I can't go in the studio.
Okay, here we go. Right back. Okay. All right, I've got a little something to here to help me. And as I mentioned earlier, I didn't have a topic, but the title of the ministry is I'm not in the world, but I am in the world, but not of the world. it doesn't sound right, but it is exactly what it says. I am in the world, but not of the world. I can do without the cigarettes. I can do without the drugs. They call them recreational now. Yeah, they were recreational now. Mm-hmm. They had a recreational hold on me that I could not get rid of. And they were, I just let them destroy me to a certain point. And I had a duty or a job to do. And this is part of it right here, being called out, separated from my life that I lived in the world with people, around certain people, not around certain people, doing certain things in life, having a job, eating, shopping, being responsible. For one to be enlightened, to actually know, K-N-O-W, not N-O, for one to actually know what they should be doing in life, using experiences from earlier days in life, their own personal experiences growing up, how they dealt with situations with other people, themselves, the environment, the work, the workplace and living space. How would one deal accordingly being separated? It's all about right and wrong. Left and right, up and down, you know, in and out. It's, to me, it's about the simple things that we tend to overlook. It's not very complicated. As I look back, it wasn't complicated then, and it's not complicated now. It was just for me to step out and do what it calls for me to do at that time. And still now, each and every day, to be led by the Spirit,
and just to give into the spirit, not spirit realm, speaking of spirits, not one that works spirits or of the underworld or the darkness, but God, he is a spirit. He is a spirit. He is a spirit. And it's for us to separate ourselves from the world and the natural. And you know, we can read enough of scripture. There are enough books that give us an honest inkling of who God is and what his purpose for mankind, womankind, boy and girl, and this world was to be and still is. And we just have to step to it and act like we know. We don't have to be more important than the next man in line. You know, we don't need to have a line of friends patting us on our back about what we're doing and what we're not doing. No. We were created by a being, omniscient being, omnipotent being, omnipresent being. It was all powerful, all knowledgeable, and was, and still is, everywhere at the same time. And of course, we can't understand it. I couldn't understand it because my mind was just that much, you know. We weren't evolved from anything, and we have developed into whoever we are now, you know. And to God be the glory. This is his son whom he saw. He loved us so much, he saw that we were wasting ourselves over the generations, down through the years and the centuries, you know. The purpose is still there for man to step up and do the right thing, honor God, fellowship with God, and act like he knows. Act like he knows. The scripture. There is scripture for, what can I say? Not, of course, I've been told there's scripture for a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Scripture that covers everything in life that we are dealing with and have to deal with, but we just have to search and look. You know, and there's, there are scriptures which people put out there, they make them almost like a household word, but they truly have to understand. They truly have to understand what the meaning is, the background of the scripture, and what it's trying to lead the reader to. And one of those scriptures is 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. It took me for a loop. It's not that I can teach about this particular scripture, but we have to understand what we're reading. We just can't just read stuff to be reading it and say, oh, that sounds pretty good, you know, my people, you know, God's going to do this and do that. You know, we have to understand why this scripture is here for us and how do we go about understanding it. Line by line. If my people called by my name. And this is the Lord talking. It's not nobody, you know. It's my people. The Lord is talking to man, trying to let man get some type of understanding. This is what he wants them to do. And man can stop complaining and yelling out, oh, you won't do this, you won't do that. You know, I'm doing the best I know how. You know, if we would just complain, stop complaining, rather, as little children. When I was a child, I wasn't to sit around adults listening to adults talking. I was sent someplace else, you know. And then for me to ask questions about something I may have heard an adult say or talk about, it wasn't for me. Because I was a child, I definitely wouldn't have been able to understand what was talked about. Even though it might have been talking about, they may have been talking about a crop, it still wasn't for me to understand because the crops, the land has to be prepared, the crops planted, the crops have to be tended to, and then when harvest time comes, you have to make sure that you have enough workers to harvest your crops. If not, they're wasting the field, and all that time and materials, will have went to waste. But as I was saying before, 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, as I said again, this is God, and tells him in verse 12, and it said, and the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself, one house of sacrifice. Okay? See, this is God. The Lord God talking to man, to let man know. He's heard the people complaining. He's heard of what the people would like to do for him. And God, the Lord is telling the people what he wants from them. So it's not a one-sided ordeal, and it's not that God is asking for too much. You know, a lot of times when we don't put enough effort into things and we want God to give us handfuls of whatever we want. A lot of things aren't necessary. No, these are wants, not needs. They're wants. Or I want this, or I want that, or you got them over there that. Why can't I have what they got? Well, for one thing, I'm not them. I may not be praying, I have to put myself in a position in order to be able to receive these things. They're not just out there for my working toward that goal or whatever. Or I need a vehicle, Why can't I get a new one? Might not be in a position to take care of a new car, I might have clothes all over the floor, This is in the sink every day, Laundry piling up, Possibly if I took care of some of those things, simple things, God may honor me with an automobile, But back to the scripture. 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. Jehovah appears to Solomon. And here it is. Okay, the Lord had been talking to Solomon. Been talking to Solomon off and on for the longest. Because Solomon, he wanted to reference the Lord with a place, a house. See, God, he can't dwell in a house? He can't dwell in a house. His spirit can fill a space. But they thought it to be worthy. God is everything to his people. The people, they wanted to build a temple to him, to honor him, and to let other people know that, hey, this is our God, what we did for our God, to worship and praise him and to honor him because of who he is. Now, this is God talking back to them, letting them know, in other words, talking to Solomon, if my people, God's people now, God's people were the people that were called down, separated, Abraham, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. We got it all wrapped up. Hey, I got these ideas. It's almost like a kid sitting down writing out a Christmas list. This is what I want Santa to bring me this year. I got this last year, so I want an upgraded version this year. So I'm just making my list out. What I've been, naughty or nice, good or bad or don't matter. This is what Santa's supposed to do for me because I'm a kid, you know, and this is what kids are told about a Santa Claus. Yeah, Saint Nick. Yes, but anyway, God is trying to let his people know. He is trying to let them all, this is all they have to do. All they have to do, and they're called by his name because he separated them. He separated them from the rest of the world through Abraham. For God's people, we're all God's people, but these are his elect. God's elect people, they were to lead the world and telling everybody about who God is. You know, what God can do, what God has done for them. The purpose of us still being, people still being born, you know? Just because the world is sinful and crazy and so much darkness, it doesn't mean that God's going to stop the living or stop those from being born, no. Because we are gifted. I call it gifted. I'll put it like that. You can change your word later on, but gifted. We are gifted with free will. Now, I don't think we can go to, North Korea? I don't think we can go to North Korea and say, I was born gifted with free will. I don't believe that's going to work. But God has gifted humankind with free will. Because they're able to use their own mind into deciding what they need, what they have to do, how they have to take care of their families, what they need to do to serve the one that's gave them life, health, and strength. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves, now humble. And we can let's look this up real quick now. Humble, okay? We're going to get to the bottom of this in a moment. Humble. Let's see. we're going to do the Oxford Languages Dictionary, okay? All right, humble. Having or showing a modest or lower state of one's own importance. In other words, of low social, administrative, or political rank. Lower in dignity or importance. Seems simple enough, but there are vices in this world. Whereas one has to be more important than the next one. You know, one has to show more power than the next one, if he got it or not. You know? Humble to a lot of people means being weak. In other words, no power, no strength. Weak, lower than all. Oh, humble. Shall humble themselves. But I think the scripture is letting us know God is telling them if his people, which are called by his name now, it's not Tom, Dick, and Harry. No. If my people, which are called by my name, just like me, I'm a father. I have a family, a wife and children. You know, wasn't always there, but that's another story for another day. Is a rank. It's a rank, or should be a rank in a relationship, which should be called a marriage, and not just necessarily a relationship. Because I can relate to you today, and then tomorrow, I'm dead and gone. Or somebody's taking my place, and they're in the relationship, you know? Okay? All right. All right. My children would be called by my name. Not necessarily my first name. No, not necessarily my middle name. No. And the society of today, people have been naming their children what they feel they've been wanting to name them quite a few years. I met my first child, a girl, my wife, she wanted to name our daughter one thing, and I didn't like that because it was too familiar to something else in the family. And I said, no, that's not going to work now. Come on. And I said, okay. You go ahead, you give her the first name, but I'll come up with something that's unique for her because of us. And not because it sounds familiar in the family, no. And I did gave it to her. And we don't call her by that, but we did give her that. You know, we did let that name go. And yeah, it was unique for her. Not because of the family, but because that's what we wanted, or that's what I wanted to name my child. You know? It wouldn't have been no argument or anything like that, but we shouldn't be swayed by family members. We shouldn't be swayed by friends, you know? Oh, I'm going to name my child such and such because my best friend over there, her daughter's name this and that. No, come on now. No. There are meanings to a lot of names that people don't even understand. Mm-mm. They don't even understand. And what I did, the name that I situated for my daughter was, I did a very little bit of research, very little, but I didn't tell anyone what that name stood for, what it meant. And it stood for, it was the name of a city in the wine country of France. Yeah, I didn't relay that to nobody because I don't think nobody really cared or wanted to know because it wasn't what they wanted to name the child. But that's okay, Ian. If anybody really wants to know, they can look it up and find out for themselves. But it was something unique for her, from me, her father. And, yeah, it's that's how it is with God and man. Unique. God's people should be unique. Set apart, you know, set apart, shall humble themselves and pray. And pray to who? Who are they going to pray to? You know, they're going to pray to God. They're going to pray to Yahweh. They're going to pray to El Shaddai, you know. They're going to pray to him, the life giver, the giver of life, you know. Mm-hmm. And seek his face. Because there's no other face that I know of to where I can get anything done that's on this level, you know. I have to give it my all because he gave me an opportunity to have life. Still yet, I'm talking on that. He gave me an opportunity to have life 5 minutes ago, and he's still giving me an opportunity to have life. And to have life more abundantly, because I'm not just able to sit here in this chair and speak over a phone, but I'm able to do two or three things. You know, I can cross my legs. I can give a sip of water here. I can page through scripture. You know, and my mind is working all this while, and he allows this. He allows this to happen for me because I will it right back to him. Because had it not been for him, and I cannot stop saying it enough, if it was not for him, I know that I would not be here. I more or less would have been gone, might not have even made it this far, old age or older age. But, and turn from their wicked ways. Hello, anybody listening? Anybody listening? Now that right there,
Now that's the meat of the scripture right there. That's the meat. That's the meat. You're going to have a very sharp knife to get up into that one there, cut you some slices that you can digest. That is the meat of the scripture. Turn from their wicked ways. Turn from their wicked ways. Now, if I'm out there acting up and I want a bicycle and I know my father, he's able to give it to me, and oh, I'm just acting a fool and you know, no respect, no, just being besides myself. And let's say my birthday comes around and, you know, almost always get a gift for birthday, something that my parents know that I like to have or something that they see other kids with, and they like to see their child with that same item. Right? Now, if I'm still acting the fool and I have not turned from my wicked ways, you know, it should be no, it should be nothing to dwell on about what the answer to this question should be. The answer should be no, because you're acting crazy, acting a fool. And because you don't respect or show any respect, or you think you can get what you want when you want it, having your cake and eat it too, no, no. I would be very, very upset if that were me. Very upset because I felt that I should have gotten that. Just because I'm your son. You know? But how ignorant is that? Guess how ignorant is that? It's not that I should expect anything from my father just because he is my father and I'm his son. Of course, he is going to love me. I know that. But I need to love him back and let him see that I love and honor him, and maybe I deserve it. A little something every now and then now. He can break me off a little piece of crumb over here, a little piece of crumb over there in 10 years or so. But he's my father, you know. And he gave me life. And I shouldn't be one running around acting a fool thinking that he has to give me what I want just because. It doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. In society, you know, like I said, I've been there, done that. Any and everything between A to Z, you know, that's dead issues. And you know, I have to stop in my tracks and say, wait a minute, why didn't I get that bicycle? I should have got it. My friends got one. Why couldn't I get one? You know, I have to go back over my life and I have to get myself to that point to where I know why I didn't get that bike. And I just can't just let it go over my head knowing why I didn't get it and not realizing to myself and putting it out there. Sometimes we got to put stuff out there. I messed up. That's why I didn't get the bike. And it's very, very simple. Very simple. It's the simple things that we have a problem with. I always think it's the splinter that's in your finger that you're going to take a pen and you're going to dig down 2 inches into your finger trying to get that splinter out. And it's not tree that's covering the street out there. You can't get by, you know. We have to come to grips with our own self. We have to. We definitely have to come to grips. And then Jehovah, wow, he said, called by
If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. See, there's some issues going on here. Man doesn't want to do what's right in the community's eyes. Man wants to do what's right in his own eyes, in his friends' eyes. For himself, not for the greater good. If that were the case, I don't think we would be this far in the hole, so to speak, in government in this country. Mm-mm, no. We pass a law to cover over that law because that law is not working. Why can't we just start from scratch? Start from scratch. God put the word out. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. There was nothing else. There was nothing else. And I can believe that. Because if man were to have created the heavens and the earth, it'd just be a mess. It'd just be a mess. Not a holy mess. It would just be a mess. A mess. Covering over. Covering over. Covering over. The best way to bring about a new start, a new beginning, is to start fresh. Not hiding things. No. And people always, we have citizens are always talking about being, have to be more open. You know, if you want to hide something from somebody, you're not going to tell them what you're doing. That's not how it works. No, that's not how it works. It gets to that point when people become overconfident of what they think ought to be going on in their particular position dealing with other people, having control. You know, you're wanting people to follow your lead when your lead is trickling downhill. You know? But God, Jehovah, Yahweh, El Shaddai, in the beginning, God. See, in the beginning, God. There's another scripture I'd like to read real quick. Let me get this real quick here. Okay. All right. Okay. Let's see. Oh, let's see. Okay, let's see. Here it is. I have it here. I believe it's in, okay, yeah, Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes. I believe that's chapter 3, starting at verse 1. Ecclesiastes. Okay. Come on. Here you go. Okay, Ecclesiastes, 3rd chapter. All right. Okay, come on. Let me see if you get out of here. Okay. It's coming. Okay. All right, Ecclesiastes 3. Okay. Let me go this way here. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. We can try to do things our way and fix it so my neighbor can't do it his way, and, you know, my children, I want them to do this and do that like I told them to. And I even had a little something about that with my children. They, I'm left-handed, and I want all my children to be left-handed. So what I did, I would put the spoon or fork in their left hand when it was time to eat dinner, you know. And I just thought it was something, you know, because, hey, nobody else was left-handed that I know of. So me and my kids, we're going to be different than anybody. You know, we're going to stand out, you know. And two of them are left-handed. But, you know, as I look back now, it really was really had no special meaning. It was just something that I thought would be different than somebody else, you know. But see, they still had the control. They still had control later years, okay, all right? And there was no love loss, okay? Ecclesiastes chapter 3, starting at verse 1. Now, this goes to show that, as again, I don't know everything, but I can compare this with that and put this over here next to that, and I come up with a solution, not necessarily for all things, but for some things, okay? All right. Mm-hmm. Now, this is, for some reason, it's called the proof. Mm-hmm. The proof, all is vanity. Okay, now it says, the proof continued, the weary round of life. So life has been set, it's been set on a course already for us all. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. So I can think, I'm getting away with this over here. Oh, I'm going to set this up, you know, for later on, whatever, whatever. If it's not a part of God's plan, whether I'm part of the kingdom or not, it's not going to be there. It's not going to be there. No. Mm-mm. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born. And a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill, and a time to heal, a time to break down, and a time to build up. But this is life, y'all. You know, life is just too precious. It is too precious, and some people just, they handle it like a handful of pennies that you're throwing in the street because they're worthless, you know? But this is life. We are given opportunity to have a life, not to make someone else's life miserable for them and for me to triumph over that. Oh, I caused that to happen. Yeah, man, we can talk about this for days. I'm tell my grandkids what I did. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Mm-mm. There's a time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord. Now I'm going to skip way up here. All right. Mm-hmm. This is verse 22, still chapter 3. Wherefore, I perceive that there is nothing better than that a man should rejoice in his own works, for that is his portion. For who shall bring him to see what shall be after him? Let me read it real quick again. Chapter 3, Ecclesiastes 22. Wherefore, I perceive that there is nothing better than that a man should rejoice in his own works, for that is his portion. For who shall bring him to see what shall be after him? He's not going to know anything that's going to happen after his life is over, whether good or bad. And we have been given our portion from the Creator. So for us, it's to do good and to respect and to look out for the next man in line. If you were in that person's place, you know, and I pray for Afghanistan. I pray for Israel, Palestine, because they're, you know, they've been in the news for quite a while, war and rumors of war, but this time it's just touching home, touching me, you know, touching me. And it's not necessarily because the people living there are Israelites. Those are the people just living there. But anyway, it just touched me that we have all these opportunities of getting and having and wasting and wanting and not using up completely. And we have these people over there, they don't know where their next drink of water is coming from. Their country was similar to ours, freedom. You know, nice apartments, nice car, friends, you know, go out to the restaurant and eat, you know, hang out. You got your job making fairly good money, you know, taking care of yourself, you're doing this and doing that. But boom, it's gone. In a moment's notice, in a moment's notice. So we need to open our eyes, y'all. Open our eyes. Our eyes to what is really going on around us. You know, the walls are caving in. And they're not caving outward. The walls are caving in inward. And the wall, so to speak, to me, is the past. The walls are the past to this country, so to speak, for protection anymore. It's not. No protection in any of this going on anymore. No. It could happen to me today. It could happen to you tomorrow. People keep on living, you know. They'll clear up, they'll rebuild over what's been destroyed, you know, they'll start fresh. But what is it that you have for yourself? Your soul is going to be required of you, your family, not your job. No. Your soul is going to be required of you. And what did you do? What did you think? What did you say? The same with me. My soul is going to be required of me. And it sort of like touches me to where the older I get, the more and more, it's not that I get more and more sentimental or more and more sensitive about it, no, but my eyes have been opened, you know. My eyes have been opened to the truth. For what is my purpose? My purpose. Not for my name to be in lights, no, no. Not for me to have a chauffeur driving a stretch limo, no. Mm-mm. For me to do the right thing, helping my neighbor, as best as I know how, with what I have, and to love my neighbor as I love myself. As God loved mankind, Yahweh, as he loved mankind so much, even though he sinned against him, he allowed his son to come into the world to give him a path back to him. It sounds kind of, you know, it sounds that way, but it's not. No. No. God sent his only begotten son into the world that his son would make a way for him to come back to God, his creator, whom he loves. And I just honor God. I thank him for how he has brought me from where I used to be at. And I'll be 75 in December, still working part-time. I'm suffering from a pinched nerve right now. And I was at a pain clinic today. And the nurse, she said, "Man, you don't look like your age," you know. And I said, "Yeah, well," I thought about it. I said, "Well, if she would have only known what I was looking like about 30 years earlier, you know, then I looked like where I belonged." But now, see, God has a way to turn things around. But we have to be willing. We have to be sincere. And not about us helping us all the time, y'all. No. I figured that out the hard way, you know, trying to save a few dollars to do this and do that, and seem like this comes up, that comes up, seem like I can't save nothing. But when it's God mandated, oh, no problem. So you know what that tells me? My life needs to be built on God mandated laws. Not for me, but for the next man in line. After I take care of mine, what's left over is for me. And to God be the glory. I truly thank him this evening. Pray for me as I pray for you. And we give God the thanks. Yahweh, Yeshua, El Shaddai. Shalom, everyone. Shalom.